welcome to Dailyish. Today is Monday, September 15th. It's actually 21 degrees out. It's beautiful. Get outside. Well, hopefully it's nice where you are anyway. It's beautiful here. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor, campaignmonitor.com. Great newsletter service, and also Less Accounting, who I mentioned a couple episodes back. They are actually now officially sponsoring lessaccounting.com. Use coupon code TIGERUPPERCUT for 83% off your first 3 months of accounting needs on the web. Just a quick episode today. Lots on my plate. I use a service called Trello, Trello.com, to sort of manage to-dos and projects and ideas. It's really good for... I find really good for kind of an idea dump. It's not the greatest. I haven't figured out a great workflow for it in terms of actual to-do type stuff. So I actually sort of double up on using also a service called Todoist. And links for things I talk about in the show, as always, are at goodstuff.fm/dailyish, in this case, /38. So Todoist and Trello. And... between the two of those, I find, anyways, works fairly well. This wasn't going to be my topic, but maybe I'll just go a little further. The Trello allows me to use it with clients as well as just myself or friends or family. It's free to use at the level that I'm using it anyways. And works a little, I need to do a screencast on it sometime here, but it works a little different than what your typical thing list type service would do. But it works really well for sort of containing ideas to a single sort of card and moving things around on that with that card in different spots, you know, working on, done, someday maybe kind of stuff, a little bit of that kind of idea. But where it struggles and falls down for me anyways is the like sort of actionable to do right now, you need this thing or remember to do this for that person kind of stuff, because it just doesn't have a master list of like, here's all the things you need to do. And that's where Todoist comes in handy and seems to work fairly well for what I'm doing with it, and has a nice iOS app and Android app and web app and Mac app. It's kind of like a web app in a container, I guess. But that works really well for, like, you know, pay this bill on this date and every Monday check, or every morning check Trello or that kind of stuff. Those are the things, ideas of things or things for clients that I have where I absolutely have to remember to do this on a certain day. That's the kind of thing I put in there. And just kind of, there's a few lists I use in there, but it's not like I don't sort everything into different categories. I share one set of lists on there with, that's called House and Home, with my wife, and where I put all our bills into upcoming things related to our house that we need to remember to do, just so that she can log in and use it. She doesn't use it herself that much, but she can at least see it and gets notified if, I think that's a paid service, because I do pay for Todoist. They are, how much are they? Todoist Premium is $31 a year, less than $3 a month, I guess. So, and then if she wants to, she can, you know, look at, say the telephone bill or the internet bill or whatever, energy bill last month or whatever, and as an attachment on a to-do item. And whereas Trello I use a little more for, let me just load it up here quickly, different boards basically, which is kind of like different lists, but then each board has sort of items, a card they call it, on it. I feel like maybe this is deja vu. I should have checked to make sure I didn't cover this already a lot. Like I said, I'll do a screencast someday on it. Cards on each list that you can kind of move around. And so I have different lists of like project status board, let's say for my business, where estimates, these are the estimates I'm working on, stuff I'm pending on and waiting content from clients, stuff that's content ready and I just need to start working on, and then an active list of stuff that I'm working on and stuff that's in the testing and final stages, and then wrap up and, you know, finish, write a blog post to put it in the portfolio kind of list. And so I can just move, because it's not like I finished something. I don't finish the estimate for a client and then that I need to start, I want to create another to-do or something. It's like that client starts, you know, follows a progression through the sort of Trello board. Think of it like a bulletin board that you might have, and you move items across the board as it sort of moves through the workflow of your business, or in my case, the process of building a website or a web app or editing a podcast or whatever I might be doing for somebody. editing a video, that kind of thing, and walking them through that. And so then I can just very easily sort of drag their project. I have a big picture project or big picture board that I use. And then for each client, I create a new board because then I invite them into using that board with me. And so they can very easily see if there's things still to do, things I'm working on, things that are done, things that I'm, I have another sort of list called waiting stuck so that they can see here's the stuff that I'm waiting on them for at a glance. And then just another list of just meetings, minutes, discussions where we just kind of throw comments about the project as we go. I still, like, it's not like I stop people from doing email with me or anything like that. I just kind of like to have it in one location so that we can both remember, okay, we've already talked about the fact that that whatever, that post on that blog needs to be removed. And I know about it. It's on my to-do list. I haven't done it yet, so you can definitely remind me that if it, you know, it's urgent, needs to be done. But we don't have to both say, like, have you forgotten about this? Or have you, whatever. You can just put a little comment on the card in Trello. I get notified as soon as that happens. And then it's all sort of contained to that one thing rather than being cross inboxes and all over the place on a computer. So, that was not a very plan. That wasn't what I planned to talk about, but I guess to do sort of project management and just time management and managing your to-dos as you work, especially a solo worker. I'd love to hear any suggestions or thoughts you have on this, and maybe I'll talk about it more in future episodes, a little more prepared. I'll put it as a to-do in my, I have a Trello list of, stuff that's either a podcast idea or a blog post idea and, sort of management of projects and time discussion. I'll throw it in there. So what's neat is then as I throw that in there under podcasts, I can sort of move that. I'll take a screenshot and throw it in the show notes as well. I can put that item. Maybe it changes from being a podcast topic idea to being something I'm going to blog about or vice or any of those kinds of things. Right. And so it's very easy to move things around, change where they are, all that kind of stuff. So that is a little tease, I guess, of my to-do management, keeping up with stuff. I can talk about email maybe another time. Hit me up on Twitter, iChris on Twitter. goodstuff.fm/dailyish is where you can find this show. This has been episode 38 of Dailyish. Sorry, I'm distracted because I see my son is just outside the window doing something in the garden or outside here and distracting me. So the trials and joys of working at home, which would be another topic for a future discussion of this episode. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow goodstuff_FM on the Twitters. Listen to lots of the other shows we do. Transmission is a new show, or not a new show, it just came back though, that you should definitely check out every morning. It records Monday to Thursday. Not a daily journal kind of show, but actually a properly produced show with thoughts and ideas and humor. That's the word I'm looking for. Stuff you'll enjoy, I'm sure. Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.